Welcome to this special interview where today I have the great pleasure of talking with Kevin Knight. Kevin runs the really popular Catholic website newadvent.org, and right now he lives in Denver, Colorado. Kevin's joined me to talk about his past, his background, his work at New Advent, and how he got into this incredible field of digitizing Catholic texts. And so, Kevin, welcome. It's a great joy to be talking with you.
Thank you, Brandon. Happy to be here.
Now, tell me a little bit about your background. When I discovered all the work that you've done through New Advent, a question that's always piqued my interest is, how did you get into this field? How did you end up digitizing and collecting Catholic articles and content from across the web?
Well, I didn't go to school for it, that's for sure. I really fell backwards into it, and it was a mixture of providence and circumstances. I was going for a career in meteorology, and in fact, I was working as a research assistant at a research facility that had early access to the World Wide Web right around the time that here in Denver, the Holy Father came for World Youth Day. That was about 1993. And the combination of that call to a new evangelization, the excitement for World Youth Day, and being exposed early to this kind of technology, really just everything came together, and it was strongly on my heart for a couple of years, and finally I took the plunge and went right into it.
Now, at newadvent.org, you've digitized hundreds and hundreds of texts. I mean, everything from St. Thomas's entire Summa Theologica to the entire Catholic Encyclopedia, and even the complete writings of the Church Fathers. And so that's a monumental task. What inspired you to specifically focus on these great, almost epic documents in Catholic tradition?
Well, my big inspiration was the fact that I didn't have access to them myself, especially when I was coming back into the practice of my faith and reading my way back into the church. I realized for a significant portion of the population, anonymously reading for a while your friends and others, they might not realize how interested you are in the faith. And having this kind of access can be revolutionary. And I wanted to make it available to others as well. So we went from an environment of having these collecting dust on a library shelf to being able, within 10 years of being on everybody's desktop or laptop, I just thought it would be revolutionary if I could help in some small way to get these out there.
Now, you mentioned it took about 10 years to get everything that's up there now up on the site. What's the digitization process like? Are you doing this yourself, or do you have a team of others helping you out?
Well, it's evolving. I started out with a team. A large team of volunteers came forward. There were 400 people that helped in one way or another. And so much of that was manual work, especially because we were working with texts that the typesetting was blurry and didn't scan well. And even to this day, doesn't scan that well. There's a lot of manual proofreading to get it right. But what's exciting is the technology that's just coming forth that I think will allow us to really push forward on this. That combined with things that will gradually go out of copyright and into the public domain, there are so many diamonds buried out there just waiting to be discovered. And so we're pushing forward with new scanners. I want to be able to get the high speed and so forth, and really, really get these out there so we can build this small lake into an ocean of material.
Now, New Advent is not just known for this collection of church documents, but it's also become one of the most popular destinations to find new and popular articles every single day. You collect some of the best Catholic content from around the internet in one place and update it multiple times a day. And so what's the typical day look like in terms of collecting and posting? How do you do this? And a question that I've heard asked by a number of bloggers is, what kind of articles is Kevin looking for?
Well, the way I do it is the first thing in the morning, since I'm in the mountain time zone, so I'm at a disadvantage. I'm a couple hours behind the East Coast when everybody's waking up, so I have to get cracking right away to see what happened when I was sleeping. these are things I was always doing anyway, reading the news. And so I just built some tools that would allow me to link to others, and it evolved from there. As I go through the day, 90% of it is the way I'd build the stream before I ever link to it. I have stories pushed to me. I have people giving me tips now, different sources. So one thing that does help is if there is a special post that a blogger or a writer has, or if somebody sees something out there worth considering, I always welcome email to bring it to my attention. That's probably one of the best ways to make sure a story is considered.
Now, you and I recently joined forces for the Africa eBook Project, and it's been a tremendous success. And you know this, I've told you that I couldn't have done it without you. I mean, you provided so much of the good content that we packed on these CDs and then are now sending them over to all the seminarians in Africa. So far, we've raised enough to get a CD into the hands of every single seminarian in Cameroon, and the goal is to bring it to other seminarians throughout the country. But that's kind of just a drop in the bucket in terms of what this digitization of text enables us to do around the world. You sell your own CDs through New Advent, through which people can buy the material and access it offline. Now, I think that has tremendous potential for Catholics all over the world. And so, what do you think? Why is this so important? What kind of impact, what kind of potential does this digitization have for the global church?
Well, I think we can hardly imagine the impact that this would have because, as the journalist John Allen has pointed out, we are living through a historic period in which the church really has boomed like never before, especially in Africa. The growth there is tremendous, and they are in a position, in fact, they already are sending missionaries to the rest of the world to bring the sacraments to countries that really don't have that. And what they most need are formation aids. It's expensive to build the kind of libraries that we've spent decades building here in North America and Europe, or centuries even. But to be able to get a head start on that, to take all of these materials, get them in a compact offline format and into countries that really have very poor connectivity and otherwise would be left out of the loop, that's just going to bear fruit for the next 1 or 2 centuries and beyond. It's just astounding what you've been able to do with this, I think, Brandon.
And likewise, Kevin, your whole site I think is astounding, and all Catholics who have seen it online I think would agree. Thank you so much for all that you do, for all the work you've done over the past years, and thank you for joining me for this interview.
All right, thank you, Brandon.
For more from Kevin, be sure to check out New Advent, which is at newadvent.org, and there you'll find all of the digitized text as well as some of the most popular Catholic articles from today. Thank you for listening in.